I looked at Christmas trees, man. I went to this place that's just fucking an incredible place that has all these Christmas trees. I can't even remember where it was. But, dude, man, Christmas is... When did Christmas jump the shark? Look, I love Christmas. It's also so annoying when people talk about how it's annoying that, Christmas decorations go up too early. It doesn't matter. It's one of those things that it's like you. It's annoying as what you're annoyed about, what you're doing. You know, it's like it's like Christmas is coming. It's about isn't coming. Christmas is coming, and it's fine. Now look, it's fine that Christmas is coming. You know, but if you want to be fucking, you know, not involved in it, then don't be involved in it. When people are like in LA, like, oh, I hate it, go to the Grove and it's fucking ugly. First of all, don't go to the Grove, okay? If you go to the Grove, you're going to have the most groviest experience of all time. And the most groviest experience of all time is Christmas at the Grove. In LA, you go to the Grove and it's like during Christmas time, you have like, it's like an outdoor mall or whatever. LA has some outdoor malls because it never fucking rains. Why would you live anywhere else? And so... And so they decorated in like fucking August, starting for Christmas, because they want to make fucking bags and they want to remain dauntless. And I get it, dude. They want to remain dauntless. But people complain about it, dude. It's the most annoying thing. It's not that annoying when you go to the Grove and there's fucking garland around. Who cares? You just don't look at it. Or don't go to Topshop, you know? Where you can get a suit for $25, a three-piece suit for $25, and that rips on the red carpet. Oh, really? Hey, Top, you're at Top Shop. Hey, how much is this fucking three-piece suit? $17. Really? Yeah. Can I try it on? No, it'll rip. All right, I'll take it. You know, it's like H&M when you're like, whoa, this fucking jacket's pretty gnarly, dude. I'm going to get this. Cool. Boop, ring it up. Doop. Accept it. Boom. Sign here. Great. Sign. Cool. Yeah, let me just head on out of the shop and get to my car. Okay, bye, guys. RIP. What's H&M stand for? Holy moly, it's going to rip soon? Yeah, dude. If this were another podcast, we would cut that part out. But we don't, dude. I'm wrong. Which is what you get. Holy moly. H&M. Holy moly. Yeah, so I saw a Christmas tree with fucking flamingos all over it. Bye. Hey, big, tall flamingos all over the Christmas tree, you know? Don't put things as big as the Christmas tree on the Christmas tree. You know, Christmas tree with the big... some people will put big-ass presents in the Christmas tree, like to hang them up on there. It looks bad. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. It looks bad. Also, dude... Christmas is coming, okay? And if you're annoyed that Christmas is coming, well, be annoyed at the podcast, because this podcast is saying Christmas is coming. And it's only November, okay? But it's never a flamingo Christmas, okay? Sometimes I see things online. I saw a thing online that said, it's a very merry flamingo Christmas. Guess what? It's not ever a flamingo Christmas. But dude... I saw ones with fucking, like, I mean, there's somewhere with Christmas with sharks on it and shit, probably. But there's so much decorations on Christmas trees in these fucking Christmas tree places. And I get it. It's because this is their life. And this is their, dude, they can start getting ready to this these Christmas. It's like those Halloween shops that are just only, they only really function in October. And it's like, how you not going out of business? These Christmas places, they're ready to get. They're ready to get going in August, you know? So they decorate every last part. It's like my mom on fucking meth. My mom, if you go to her house, every little place has got tchotchkes all over it. Do I hate it? Yes. Is she my mom? Yes. Do I love her still? Yes. But, dude, tchotchkes everywhere, man. And this Christmas place, they got bows. They got tinsel. They've got fucking flamingos. They've got... and it's just... So much shit, dude. Anyway, what I like is red and green. And I like the Christmas trees that are, the ornaments are hung up. different ornaments so it looks like a family did it. I don't like this store-bought shit. Why would you take the feeling out of Christmas? Is your house, or is it Bloomingdale's? You know? If you have kids, make the kids hang up the fucking school bus ornaments or whatever the shit. You know? That's it. My grandpa would have his kids do the trees, and which was my dad, obviously, if you know anything about lineage. And he would be like, he would sit in his chair and he would be like, put it there, go right there. That's where that one goes. And my dad would be like, here? And from the chair, my grandpa Ben would be like, no, right there. My dad would be like, this one here? No, there's a spot right there. Right here? Right there is where I'm pointing. Not there, there. And he'd be like fucking 20 feet out. That's what I'm going to do to my kid, dude. Put it there. Where? There. Where? There. Right here? Did I fucking say there? There. And he's going to be 3. I don't know what to do. Where to put this? It's too high to put it up there. I can't get up there. Jump! Use a step stool. Have your motherfucking hold you up. There. There. Hey, you. There. You hold him there. Where? Here? There. Hold him here? Yeah. Now put it there. Son, put it there. Where? There. Here? There! Everyone just screaming there at my whole family. A daughter. Where'd I put this one? There. Put it. Give it to fucking him. Hold him. Have your mother hold him. Have your fucking... You hold her. There. Hang up the fucking star. On this one? Is that the top? There! Dude, I can't wait to have kids and make them crazy as shit, dude. Yeah, so, and also, hey, I got some news for you, man. I know that shit's crazy about in the holiday season, we always keep hearing the fucking, hey, it's not a Christmas tree, it's a holiday tree. I don't give a fuck what it is, dude. Call it a holiday tree. What the fuck do I care? Who cares? Call it a Subaru. What's it matter, dude? It's green and you hang fucking school bus ornaments on it. You put tinsel all over it. Who cares? There was this one guy who tweeted, this is not a holiday tree, it's a Christmas tree. Okay? Okay. Okay. All right. Cool. Good. Have a fucking, have dinner. What do I give a shit? You call it, when someone gets mad, hey, this is a Christmas tree. Oh, okay. You mean the holiday tree? Imagine being like, no, I mean Christmas tree. Imagine getting that mad. If I say, that's a Christmas tree, you mean holiday tree? I go like this. Yeah. Right there! Who gives a shit? The people who are outraged, it should stop with the people who are outraged. You don't get more outraged. Who gives a shit, man? That being said, sometimes your boy gets outraged. But yeah, man. That's so weird when somebody gets mad. This isn't a holiday candle. This is a fucking, what do they call the Hanukkah things? Menorah. Now, is it weird that menorah, if you shorten the word, it's menorah, and that means shit? Yes. Have I always thought that? Yes. What came first, menorah or menorah? Dunno. But I'm pretty sure horses were shitting for fucking centuries and centuries. Why weren't Jews like, oh boy, maybe we should change it? Let's call it a menorah. Well, okay, but that sounds like horse shit. What the hell does it matter? Who cares? Light them up. What should we call it? Poopy candles or menorah? Well, can't call it poopy candles. Why not? Because it's got poopy in it. Menorah it is. Ay. Dude, whatever. You can't get mad at me. I'm Jewish. I'm a dude. Yeah, man. People are so fucking... I don't want to always talk about how people are outraged, but everybody's fucking outraged. Get the holiday trees, holiday candles.